Well, I've got to tell you, the last couple weeks, I don't know why, I've just really struggled in my study. Part of it probably today was because I wanted to gnaw my arm off because I was hungry. And, you know, the hunger is not usually so bad, but, you know, when you know you're going to fast, the thing you really should do is you should make sure that you decaffeinate yourself, because then not only are you hungry, but then you have a caffeine headache as well. So today's been a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of fun because, quite honestly, this is the first fast that I've done that has been a challenge. How many of you fasted today, just out of curiosity? Just give me some feedback. Was it a blessing to you? Did you get anything out of it besides, you know, no fingernails left? You know, the great thing about a fast is that it sort of develops in everybody's life a little bit differently. So what I did today, every time I would inadvertently go to reach for something, normally I'd be reaching for a Coke or something at my desk and I'd realize, oh, wait, I'm fasting. I would just try to train myself that every time that I did that, I would just repeat these words in my heart and my mind, blessed is he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness. And just in a moment, in a flash, I would just take time to say, you know, Lord, I need my appetite to be about you. Okay, so I hope it was a blessing to you. It's always a lot of fun just to try new things like that, and especially on an occasion that God says is pretty holy. Well, we're going to dive right into it, and we're going to try and cover chapters 30 through almost the end part of chapter 32. And let me just tell you now that next week we will not be meeting here. Okay, I'll explain that afterwards, but I'll tell you why later on.